pins. You know, you may as well just play them on the fiddle and forget about playing the guitar to them, because they got that little backbeat rhythm that you just can't get in the middle. There's just no way you can make it wrist fit right on a guitar or mandolin even.
Milton, do you find you can play all your tunes without having to move your left hand up on the neck?
How?
Do you find you can play all the notes you want without having to move your left hand?
No, I don't get them all I want.
But what I mean is, do you ever move your hand up? Or is the highest note?
Get all I need, except on my one finger stiff. I can't get a high note. I substitute with bow. Many pieces I play that I need to put a high note in, and I have to substitute it. Huh? Used to do it. My one finger's rod. All my hand is. I worked in the coal mines most of my life. And a lot of it was in water with a pick and a shovel. And caused me a lot of trouble. Now, for instance, I can show you. Now, there's a lot of pieces like Soldier's Joy. You play that?
On a banjo.
Huh? On a banjo. Well, I'll show you now where I miss. Of course, I put a lot in there, but you can't notice it a lot. You can't miss your fiddler. Right there now, I'm supposed to get a high note. See that? And I use my bow to get it. See? Do you understand that, don't you? Different over there. My dad used to call that the shortcut way, not because he played it that way, that's where he's learned it, but he said put it all in there. his instructor. Where is that boss? He's about like your boss here, huh?
Ain't no telling where he is.
Not a chord.
He's out on the fourth.
Now what?
Play a tippy-tippy haircut on regular tuning.
This one. Tippy, get your hair cut short like mine.
Is that the same tuning you use for Old Sledge?
No. You got your first string in tuning for Sledge, but you got to raise your two basses then. Would you like to hear Sledge?
Yeah.
I'll just change here a little bit. I got to have my two bases out. I don't know about you, a guitar and this.
You don't know about my guitar now?
Thank you.
I ain't sure I'm right. Oh, that's a... Now, I learned that's a Wednesday Night Waltz. I learned it from an old Cylinder record. And he played it in D. Of course, he put some slides in it that I don't put in it, but this is the one Pat likes. I kind of like this, too. And changes into... What is the name of that?
I don't know. You never have told me.
I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't know. Come on.
All right. Don't do another one, you want.
That ended up with the moon behind the hill.
Oh. I don't know.
That's a pretty piece.
Do you know Bonaparte's Retreat?
Huh?
Do you know Bonaparte's Retreat?
I can't quite do any good.
Chinese breakdown?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can play that on the guitar.
B. Too fast. I think I can. Whistle. Start me off on it, huh? Is it Clayton G? We call it Uncle Joe, huh? Oh, gee.
Thank you.
know that, but I can't play that piece.
What was the name of that last tune?
McLeod's Reel, actually.
McLeod's Reel?
Yeah. It's called a lot of different names. We called up Uncle Joe.
Have you seen the sheriff, Uncle Joe?
Maybe I know it, but I can't play it. Don't know that name. I know a lot of pieces I don't know any names for. I quit for 20 years, never played any. So I lost out a lot of pieces.
What made you quit playing?
Well, that's a strange thing, but I joined a church, and it seemed like I used to play for so many dancers, you know, and seen so many bad things. I've seen people killed out, you know, rough times. So after I changed my way of living, I just felt that it was wrong to go to them, and I just laid my old fiddle up and never played none until we got a granddaughter. She's 10 days old, and we got her there to keep. My wife was in... She's in activities of the church and 4-H, and so I had to babysit. Got to playing my old fiddle to keep her quiet, you know. First thing I know, I was back playing the fiddle, huh?
What was it like playing again after you hadn't played in 20 years?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I said, what about that? It's a gift to me, so why quit? So I play it for the good of people.
How's the baby feel about it?
She liked it. When I quit playing, she'd cry.
I was hoping you'd bring Kelly
with you. She goes with me a lot.
Kelly's
a real singer, and she's a good hand in the church and anything like that. But I play some in the churches, you know, hymns and things like that. But I was just started out ragtime music, and I just stayed with it, so, mostly.
Can you play a rag?
Huh? Ragtime music, yes, sir. I play one. I don't know what the name of it is. I'll play it for you. And it's a... Some of you may know a name for it. Let me play it for you. Come up here. Let's play this one. This is a D. Now, I want you to listen. And if anybody knows it, I'd like to know a name for it. A name for that.
The first part sounds like Drain's North.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
The second part sounds like Mississippi Sun. Drain's
Hornpipe. I know that piece if I can think of it.
I can use. I'm running about the last 30. Here's one. A little bit.
LJ, there's one of them.
Let's see.
No, I'll just start with playing fiddle.
Phil, has this been used?
I was about 9 years old. My father was a fiddler. And he played a one piece that I liked, you know. And I always wanted to learn to play that one piece. That's all I cared whether I ever learned or not. I was just a little kid. And he kept his fiddle, this one, in a dresser drawer, in a place fixed in there, special for it.